The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, wherever you are, and wherever some of you are, it's Saturday, so happy Saturday as well. Madeline Gerwick is up first tonight. She is America's foremost economic financial astrologer, analyst, and has much to say about many things. How are you, Madeline?
And how are you doing?
I'm still here, waiting for the hand of God to intervene and make things better.
Well, I'm certain that he or she or it will.
So, well, thank you. I like that.
Yeah.
I want to also say something on an upbeat note. Jim Mars is struggling with some very severe health issues, but he felt good enough today to go to his I guess it's his high school reunion.
Wow.
So bravo, Jimmy, and he's there now, and I hope he's having a wonderful time. So that's good news.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, you sent me an email full of all kinds of threats. No, not threats. I'm kidding. You sit with me.
Yeah, right. This month is pretty dynamic and rough, actually.
Yeah. It's a Xanax month, right?
Something like that. My God. It's very rough, dynamic, fast-changing month. And this is actually, I would have to say, the predecessor to our big eclipses next month. So there's one on August 7th, which is the lunar eclipse. But the big one that everyone's talking about is the one on August 21st, which is the total solar eclipse that's going across the entire United States.
That's the end
of
the world.
Close. Well, no, hopefully not.
No.
But it is very big because it's very close to the ascendant of Trump, within about 1 degree of his ascendant. And so everything that's happening this month, and we have a big full moon either late tomorrow night, depending on your time zone, or if you're in the Eastern time zone, it's a few minutes after midnight. And this is a very rough full moon. Now, full moons are when everything is coming to light and you're seeing the full picture. So this particular full moon is quite volatile and explosive.
Sure, I saw it last night. Should I not look at it? Is it visually?
I don't think that will help.
All right.
No, I don't think that will help. No. It's this particular one is set up with a lot of crazy anger, even rage, actually, and a lot of explosive energy to it, and major challenges with international situations. And I'm sure that the CNN logo that was beaten up by Trump in that video was probably part of this whole scenario. And one thing that's interesting about that is that basically CNN got caught using coercion for the guy that theoretically put that little video together.
It's CNN is a group of thugs.
Yeah, it's not journalism.
These are just Zionist punks and thugs.
Yep, that's correct. And, of course, they've been duly rewarded with far lower ratings, right?
Yeah, I saw that. Yogi Bear got better ratings. Reruns of Yogi Bear got better ratings than CNN primetime.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, huh? So actually, this is actually all about major power issues. And we're leading up to the final Jupiter square Pluto, which is going to happen on August 4th. So this whole month is playing out these major power issues as to who is going to win this power play. Now, if you can recall this far back, because I know I don't remember very far back, back in probably October of last year before the election, I was saying that whatever happened at the election, it wouldn't be over until at least August or September.
Yeah, you did say that. Sure.
Yeah, because this particular aspect was not going to be over until this time, and this is the aspect that indicates a gigantic power play, even a constitutional power play.
Even a presidential change power play?
Well, that would be constitutional, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the of course we have this big deal going on with well, I don't know, maybe it's not a big deal. The Democrats trying to declare Trump mentally incompetent or unstable or whatever.
No. It's really an obscenity what's been done to the political stature, if we ever had much in this country. It's over.
It's pathetic. but that appears to be their last possible play, as far as I can tell, because there's been no obstruction of justice, there's been no Russian collusion, there's been none of the things that have been touted for the last, I don't know, 8 months or whatever have come about. So there's no evidence of anything. So this seems to be the last one. And, of course, I have to say that I do not think they have a snowball's chance in hell of taking out Trump, because I've never seen anybody so well protected astrologically, but this is the guy that's got the protection in spades. So he's not going anywhere. He's just going to be right there doing his agenda, and that's what's going to be going on. Now, the North Korea situation is likely to be escalated by these energies. And, of course, that ICBM being launched is a volatile, explosive energy. You see, so that's likely to be further escalated this month.
So, are we going to see a video of Trump body slamming? Not CNN, but are they going to put Kim Jong Un's head on there?
I don't know. That's an interesting idea. Yeah, I don't know. There was so much crazy nonsense about that, which was laughable. I thought it was hysterical.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Like children in a sandbox.
Yeah, like children, yeah. Well, and it just proved that CNN could dish it out, but they couldn't take it. You know, they just were dishing it out all the time. But so this is certainly a concern about North Korea with these energies going on. But I have to say, you wouldn't expect anything like this to come to a head when things are calm and peaceful.
Right.
So, you know, it's it's why it's happening now, is because that's what the energies are like. Now, whatever is going on this month, the stock markets do not seem to like it. So whether it's the political power play, North Korea, some major problem with Puerto Rico and Illinois and who knows, Connecticut, California, Maine, whoever else is about ready to go bankrupt, they don't seem to like it because stocks tend to go down this month, but and they're probably going to continue down through August, but I don't expect it to continue into the fall. So we have a few months where the stock market might be on the volatile side and not doing as well as it has been. But after that, I expect that it should continue to go back up because we have support and we have that economic high. And so in the fall, things will stabilize.
Well, what happens in August with the eclipse and all that and the political energies and potential for some kind of, I don't want to use the word resolution, but maybe a new point of departure, a major geopolitical glitch? What's going on? Is something going to happen at the end of August in your research?
Well, I think it's not what people expect. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but quite a few of my astrological colleagues actually predicted that Hillary would win the election, which I found surprising. But anyways, there are a number of astrologers out there who believe that Trump is going to get taken out because of that eclipse. But I do not see that because that eclipse has an exact trine from Uranus supporting Donald Trump, which suggests that whatever you think is happening, it's not that. It's not going to be what people expect. In fact, I would guess that the tables will turn and the whole power situation will resolve in favor of the people and Trump. That's how it looks to me.
Huh.
Now, that particular eclipse, I have to warn your readers or your listeners about this because that particular eclipse, if somebody is impacted by it, yeah, and it's at like 28 degrees and 50 some minutes of Leo. So if you had a planet, say, from 25 Leo to maybe 0 or 1 degree Virgo, or 25 Aquarius to 0 or 1 Pisces, then that eclipse would be pretty strong in your chart. And the primary meaning of that eclipse is that there are unexpected events which place a lot of pressure on personal relationships. So the thing that's important to keep in mind is that whatever is occurring, the information is likely to either be wrong or distorted. So it's important not to make any hasty decisions regarding whatever occurred in your relationships, you know, anytime soon. You need to wait and relook at things. And it's actually occurring during Mercury retrograde, too. So there's a double notation from the universe to slow down and relook at things. It's not what you think. So I don't think Trump is going anywhere. And his cycles are extremely strong for being protected during that time. Now, he could possibly turn this around so that he is going to be arresting some of those people that have been kind of trying to get him out of office, right?
Yeah.
Before they get arrested, right?
Right.
So that's why I say I don't think it's what people are expecting. I think it's the tide is turning. People are going to start getting arrested for the things that have been kind of pushed under the rug for decades, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be surprising. Now, later this month, we have a cycle that's associated with unexpected news. That's Mercury trine Uranus at the new moon on the 23rd. And so we'll start seeing a lot of this stuff by the end of this month in terms of, you know, how the play, uh-huh. you know, the power play is going to play out, you see.
Well, we're really getting, Madeline, we're really getting down to the bottom of the barrel here. In terms
yes,
of dignity, character, even alleged morality or fair play or competence. It's just, it's gone. It's all gone. The country
yeah.
is in complete decay, worse than decline. It's rotting.
I think you're going to see that once the elections, the arrests occur, that things are going to switch.
Did you see the story about Putin and pedophilia?
No. What was
he told,
that?
Oh, he told Trump and the U.S. government, the administration, to either start revealing the names of the highest level pedophiles or he would.
Good for Putin.
Well, that story ran. I wasn't there to hear him say it, but it appeared to be quite credible.
That's fantastic. You know, I've looked at Putin's chart quite a bit. He is an incredible leader.
World's number one statesman.
Yep, it just blows my mind some of the things that people put out there about him because it's so false. But
fake news.
Yeah, if there was anybody on the planet that could do that, it would be Putin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have absolutely no doubt. And one thing that's great about Putin and Trump is that they both should do extremely well together. They're almost, wouldn't say they're cut from the same cloth, but they're very compatible in their orientation and the way they look at things. And I think the two of them will make a great team.
Well, we'll see what becomes. They had a two-hour meeting today outside of the G20.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. That's great. So there you go. There's part of the full moon right there. Things coming to light.
Uh-huh.
That is the whole thing that happens around the full moon. Things come to light. In fact, full moons are when many, many decisions get made because that's when you get the full picture of what's going on.
And that's tonight.
It's actually tomorrow night, but we're getting pretty close, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, it's 8 minutes after midnight for those on the Eastern time zone. But, it's tomorrow night, and so we're very close, and things are already coming to light.
So, all right, well, what should we do at 9:08 West Coast time tomorrow night?
Celebrate.
Celebrate? Do we make decisions? Is this like a New Year's resolution all over again? What do we do?
Well, actually, you know, everybody has a certain opportunity, let's say, to look at what's going on and make the decisions that are important in their life. Now, many of your listeners, I would guess, are actually facing fairly challenging times right now because that's what the energies are like.
Correct.
There are big changes that need to be made all over, and that always goes down to us personally on the personal level. So one thing I like to tell people about this particular full moon, which is going to impact us for the next 2 weeks, is to get more exercise because these energies are explosive and they do tend towards anger and frustration and even rage. So it's a great idea to get extra exercise so that you're not triggered so easily. It's a great idea to eat cool foods like salads. It's just a good idea to get more sleep so that you're not so easily triggered if you're tired. All these things, and be calm when you're driving. Don't be driving when you're angry because you can easily attract road rage. So just, you know, even doing some of those simple things is enough to really help a person get through these rough cycles. And
how long does this rough cycle last, then, the full moon? Is it one night at 9:08?
No. It has an impact for the next 2 weeks.
It's like a short Mercury retro?
Kind of. But, I mean, these energies are going to be with us till late in the month, you see. So you don't want to be putting yourself in a situation where somebody is going to attack you. That wouldn't be a good idea over the next few weeks. But
I'll second that.
Yeah. Right. But there are some positive things that you can do with these energies, even though they're challenging. If you find yourself in a challenging situation, one of the things that's important to do is to change your motivations. We're all being challenged to transform our motivations so that we eventually change our actions based on those new motivations. And the volatile explosive energies can also be used to have a breakthrough. So that's a great use of those energies. Maybe you've been dealing with a particular pattern or problem for a long time. It's coming to a head, and now you have a chance to make a change and have a breakthrough about it, make a different choice. So those are the positive uses of that particular set of energies, which we know are very challenging. So it's a good idea to, you know, do what you can to get extra exercise.
So well, I'll push the keys harder. I will. I promise. All right. I hear you. Right.
You know, it's good not to explode. It's easier if you use the energies to have a breakthrough than to explode. But I do have to say this. When we have this Mars square Uranus, it's not a good idea to suppress any anger. It's better to let it out and tell the person that, you know, I'm pissed about XYZ. Because this
I'm still angry about ABC. How do you get to X,
yeah,
Y, and Z?
X, Y, and Z, right?
Yeah. So just kidding. I'm not angry at all. Well, we do have to take a break. Hold on, Madeline.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of get the feeling that you're not saying it, but you might say that by the end of August, the Trump presidency might at long last take on a firm identity and exude some kind of feeling of leadership.
Absolutely.
Right.
By the end of August or early September. Right. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Back in a minute. Okay, and welcome back, talking with Madeline about things astrological and other angles and aspects as well. Here's one for you. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch may be in some serious trouble over holes in her official story to the Senate Judiciary Committee. When Lynch testified last year about her decision not to prosecute Hillary for mishandling classified information, she said under oath that she never talked to anyone in the Clinton campaign. Well, just a modest lie.
Right.
Just a simple little modest lie. Huge. This woman, they get away with stuff. It's unbelievable how much is being done that is completely illegal and there's no accountability.
Well, there's no accountability until perhaps next month. So we'll see what that eclipse brings. But I think, you know, Trump is quite the warrior, and he's not going to back down. He's not going to stop fighting to make things right. So I think they're realizing that they're in real trouble, and what you're seeing is a very, very desperate cabal, or deep state, or whatever you want to call them, you know, globalist, or et cetera. And by the way, that eclipse, or both of those eclipses actually, have a 30-day window prior to and a 30-day window after for eclipse events to occur. And that means that essentially as of today, the, I think the lunar eclipse is at 15 degrees Aquarius, and then the other one's at 28 Leo. The total solar eclipse is at 28 Leo. So as of today, you can start seeing eclipse events occur. And we could start seeing them in the news as well as, you know.
What's an eclipse event? Give me an example.
Well, the eclipse event would be something like an unexpected event that puts pressure on a personal relationship. That is the primary meaning of that particular set, that series of eclipses. So that would
be... Are you talking about personal relationship? In other words, are divorce rates going to skyrocket, or is this business? What is it? What kind of relationship?
It could be either one. It could be either one. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a spouse, you see. I mean, relationships cover a broad range. Can be family members, can be friends.
Oh, it's the woman the wife doesn't know about. You could have trouble with her.
Well, it's not necessarily either one. You know, it's relationships in general. But, yeah, you could have something like that. You could have something where the wife finds out that the guy is not on the up and up. You know, so that's certainly one example of a
or vice
event.
Versa. We have a lot of women who are...
Right. That's right. Exactly right. Yes. So it could be something like that, but it could also be something where somebody gets angry and pulls some kind of stunt that is deceptive, let's say, and it gets found out and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But there might also have been a bunch of confusion about something, and so that could also be part of the situation that it could appear one way when it was really another way. Because remember, the situation is that the information is likely either wrong or distorted about whatever the event was. So, you know, it's important not to make any hasty decisions. So here I'm watching Mr. Trump and this North Korea situation, and he's pretty good at saying, I'm not going to tell you what's going on or what my options are or what we're going to do. You know, he says he's not telling anybody, which is smart. So he may have quite a few different options that he's going to consider with other leaders while he's there at the G20. So we'll see what happens there. But it's... important to just remember that you can have eclipse events this month as well as next month and even into September, because it can happen up to 30 days afterwards. So it takes us from today through September 21st, essentially. So so just to keep that in mind, if anything unexpected happens that does put pressure on a personal relationship.
Okay.
Now, I also want to mention that these particular energies that we are having right now, with this full moon particularly, are also probably escalating the Yellowstone situation. I don't expect Yellowstone to blow because there are so many earthquakes.
Right.
And so it's just, you know, relieving the pressure in a more gentle way. But it does seem like it will escalate it over the next 2 weeks, and it might frighten some people, but I don't think we're going to see Yellowstone blow because it's letting off a lot of steam. The other thing that this relates to are all those states that are going belly up, you know, Illinois, Connecticut, California.
Oh, and how are they going to come back? Come on. I don't see it.
I don't know how. It's a big mess, big mess. And so I just want to make sure your people are aware, and Puerto Rico is another one, right? Puerto Rico is another big mess,
huge mess. Yeah.
So this particular Jupiter square Pluto, which is going to peak on August 4th for the last time and then finally dissipate for the rest of the month and into early September, that cycle is also associated with the failure of sovereign state and municipal bonds. So I just want people to be aware of it, because if they do have bonds in their portfolios, it might actually take out a lot of their equity. They might lose a lot that way. And so I just want them to be aware that, you know, they ought to really be searching to see what exactly are in those mutual funds. Many people have mutual funds in their IRAs and their 401ks and things like that, and they really don't know what's in them. So this is the time to really make sure you don't have any bonds from Illinois or California, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I don't know where this whole, honestly, the economy is going to go, because we're 77 cents on every tax dollar goes to debt service.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But remember, I was telling you that there were possibilities for rehydrating the economy. And that actually is not an impossibility for this month. That's another thing that's happening here. It's a very wild month, and it could create a lot of confusion, actually. And we don't know if or when this rehydration will occur, but we do know that there are people that are willing to do it. And so the best we can hope for is that it actually occurs before anything crashes. And so that's my great hope. And we do have some good cycles. We have some rough cycles as well for money this month. So one of the things that's happening is that it looks either very confusing. We have Venus square Neptune, so it can either be confusion about money. You don't remember that you spent that money three times already. How many of us have done that? or you're in a relationship and somebody cons you out of it. You loan money, which I definitely recommend. Don't make any loans this month during this time period, because you will never get that money back.
Especially to friends and family, right?
Yes, especially.
That's sad, sad but true.
Yeah, sad but true, but yes. And you could easily be conned out of your money this month. So that's another thing that could happen with this situation. But a happier thought is that because there is another cycle, Venus trine Jupiter, that's associated with abundance, perhaps the rehydration occurs and there's a lot of confusion about it. So that would be a happier scenario. Possibly a person might be on vacation and spending money without paying close attention. So there's another way it could happen, in a happy way, sort of. you know, but you do have to be cautious that you're not getting conned out of money this month. It's definitely
what is it about the astrological lineup that tells you that this is A, about money, or B, about politics? I mean, how do we know?
Okay, yes. Well, money is associated with Venus, and she is square to Neptune, which tends to dissolve things and create confusion and uncertainty. The thing about politics, that's Jupiter in Libra, which is that constitutional issue I've been talking about, square to Pluto, which is basically your cabal, your deep state, a big challenge, let's say, between the Constitution and the deep state, and who's going to win it, right? So they're different planets, basically, that tell me one is one thing and one is another. So, and of course, it depends a lot on how things line up with the U.S. chart or Donald Trump's chart or that sort of thing. When you're looking at the United States, you want to check to see how things are looking with the charts for the country and for, Mr. Trump. So that's the difference between basically how I'm able to determine one is one thing and one is another. But if we did have rehydration, it would look, I think, it wouldn't look like it came from the government because it wouldn't come from the government. It would look like it came through private sources, you see, but the government allowed it behind the scenes, that kind of thing. So, because no rehydration could occur without the government approving it, okay. Basically.
And over rehydration is called drowning, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, are we looking at anything excessive? What are these going to be within normal bounds, but just a nice healthy uptick?
You know, we don't know that piece of information. We can.
Is there anything explosive in the forecast?
Well, there's. You mean money wise?
Yeah.
Well, Venus trine Jupiter is a very positive and strong cycle for abundance and money. But I would never call that explosive, although we do have explosive energies this month from the Mars square Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think is going to happen with rehydration. The government is only going to allow a certain amount of it to occur because they can't have...
Oh, they control everything. The plunge protection team?
Right.
PPT, but Wall Street.
But in a different sense, you see, they can't have too much money come in at one time because it would create huge amounts of inflation. So they have to control the amount that they're going to let occur, you know, rehydrate. So they're not going to let us drown in a big amount of money coming in. That wouldn't make any sense. So I don't see them doing that. I think whatever happens is going to feel like a nice, healthy uptick, like you were saying.
All right. Let me ask you now, what do you see in terms of, I mean, one of the biggest events of our lifetimes, the death and destruction of Europe as we knew it in many regards, and the pending same thing here. Do you see anything astrologically about the willful importation of what they call migrants, who are nothing more than society and nation-wrecking hordes? That's all they are. They don't need to come here. They need to stay home. It's all being orchestrated by the UN, and we know who's behind the UN. So what do you see? I mean, this has got to stop.
This particular full moon has a big foreign issue in it, which can, of course, include immigration. And that has continued to be a very big issue. I kind of think maybe it was Tucker Carlson that played a deal from, I think it was Clinton in 92 or 93. It was like one of his speeches to the Congress for State of the Union, and it was all about immigration and how we needed to take care of illegal immigrants and get them out and so on and so forth. Every single thing that Trump was saying was said by Clinton back then, and nobody batted an eye. So I just thought it was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, definitely, it's not just North Korea that's a potential issue. Jupiter is square to that Pluto. It's square to that Sun and Mars. So you definitely have a big issue going on with either immigration, North Korea, Russia, China. I mean, you pick your, you can pick your poison, so to speak, mm-hmm. It's definitely there in the chart. And that's why I say, the next 2 weeks, it's very, very rough. It's dynamic. It's fast-changing. And a lot of things that we haven't seen.
Well, I'm just going to stay home. I'm not going out. I'm not even going to the store.
God. I don't think it'll be that bad. But, you know, I think we'll see a lot of things happen in the next 2 weeks. A lot of things will come to light. You know, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of things going on. Now, I should also mention a couple of things about our new moon, and then also Blue Communications is coming up this month. Uh-huh. Now, the new moon on the 23rd, what's getting started then are some radical or progressive actions. And honest to God, it looks like Trump and the people are enraged at this new moon. It's the sun and moon and Mars all conjunct within a few minutes of each other, really, in the first house. So it's like 100% effectivity. Mm-hmm. And that could mean that a lot of these big crimes are coming out and being exposed. And that's the set of cycles where there's unexpected news coming out in the following couple of weeks. So that's the Mercury trine Uranus. And Mercury's also going to be sextiling Saturn right before that. Saturn's not in very good shape right now because he's moving backwards. He's retrograde, which suggests that the people who have been in control are weak at this point. They're not strong. So that there could be some information that comes out about them in unexpected news, you uh-huh. see, near the end of this month. Now, on the 24th, we get what I call blue communications. This means if you don't slow down and you don't double-check all your details until we get into Mercury retrograde on August 12th, you're going to be blue because you're going to make a lot of mistakes, and then you'll have to fix them during Mercury retrograde when you find them. So my advice to everybody is to always slow down. Once you get to July 24th through August 11th, you better be slowing down, double-checking all your details before mm-hmm. the stuff gets out the door. Ideally, Mercury retrograde is set up so that you can catch up, rethink plans, repair things, recycle things. Great time to have a garage sale and get rid of a bunch of stuff that you mm-hmm. don't want and get some money for it. Those are all good things to do with Mercury retrograde. It's also good for learning. But if you don't catch your mistakes before they get out the door during this blue communications period, then you're catching them during Mercury retrograde and you're spending all that time fixing them. When does
retro start?
Oh, it starts August 12th through September 5th.
Okay.
Yeah, so ideally, you'll make better use of your Mercury retrograde if you catch your mistakes before they get out the door. It's always a good idea. Mm-hmm. And if we have just a moment, I want to tell you about something exciting that I learned about at the conference last month.
Okay, yeah, we have about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, a doctor there, Dr. Todd Ovakaitis, presented some information on how he's able to get stem cells to go to the place where they need to go to heal an organ and stay there long enough to heal. So he uses a laser to tag the stem cells, and he tags the body part with the same laser so they recognize where they're supposed to go and they stay there. And he's had some incredible successes. So my good news is that he's going to heal my daughter's brain damage using this technique.
Oh, that would be a gift beyond measure.
It is incredible.
So he shoots, he points the laser at an organ, say, and it gives it a certain vibrational frequency. Let's just use that term. And the same thing is given to the stem cells. These are, I guess, adult stem cells. And so they find each other.
Yeah.
They go to where they're supposed to go.
Yes, it's fantastic.
And this is an MD?
Yes, he's an MD. He's a Dr. Todd Ovakaitis. He's the founder of Gematria.com, G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A.com.
Yeah.
He also came up with a cure for AIDS that he took over to Africa and did a big program over there. So it just is a great piece of information, and he cured a guy for a quadriplegic, somebody who had Parkinson's, somebody who was dying from heart disease.
Wow. So all stem cells regenerate nerve tissue, and this person regained
everything.
The ability to, well, if, yeah, we should maybe get this gentleman on the program and
I will
talk about it.
See so if why, I can connect the two of you. I think it would be a great idea.
Please do. Thank you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, Madeline. Yeah, go ahead.
And in the meantime, have a great month in spite of the energies.
I will. I'm not going out. It's okay. I'm staying home. I got it. I know what to do.
You could get a lot done with these energies.
That's it. Thank you very much, Madeline.
Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, Madeline Gerwick, our number one. Charlotte Thompson Iserbeet is coming up in just a few minutes, and boy, is she loaded for bear. So stay tuned for that. And then David John Oates after that with more reverse speech. Newsmakers, a lot ahead.